And ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce to you Anthony J. from Metro Weather. Good morning, Anthony.
Hello.
Are you there, Anthony?
Yes, I am.
All right. So how are you doing this morning, Anthony?
Very good. How about yourself? How was your weekend?
My weekend was just fine. I just stayed inside yesterday as it rained. It rained and it was like 40 or 42 degrees. I noticed this morning right off the bat we're at 40 degrees already, and it feels warmer outside.
Yeah, and we're actually after that, you know, kind of lousy stretch of weather, we're going to have a nice stretch this week. So no snow or ice or anything to worry about for the next couple days. In fact, after a little bit of fog, maybe this morning, we're going to have sunshine galore. And well, it's going to be up near 50 degrees by this afternoon. So that's more than 10 degrees above average. Tonight it'll be clear and cold, but not, you know, really not bitter by any means, 25 to 30. And then tomorrow, more of the same. Carbon copy up today. If even more sunshine, and highs will be about 50 degrees. And clear tomorrow night, upper 20s. And for your Wednesday, it's going to be dry yet again. Temperatures again up around 50 degrees. We can't complain for late February with that. We are watching a storm later in the week that's going to head up towards our way, probably not until Thursday night and into Friday around that time frame. We could have some rain as early as Thursday as that storm gets close. And then we have the threat for some heavy rain Thursday night into Friday. And it could even change over to snow sometime on Friday as well. We're going to watch that. But that's still several days off. So we should enjoy this nice stretch that we have the next couple of days.
Now, with that storm on Friday that might turn to snow, will that change the clock back and take us out of March weather and put us back into late February weather, which we seem to have missed out on?
Yes, you could say that for sure. Yes, it's hard to keep, you know, the mild weather, you know, too long this time of year, even though we're getting to spring. The old saying, you know, March comes in like a lion. And that's what we typically see, because the seasons start to battle and it gets a little bit crazy. So we could see a little, kind of wintry weather on Friday around here. So we're going to watch that for sure.
All right. So now let's reintroduce you to everybody who's listening here. A little information about Anthony J.
Oh, yes. Yes. Anthony J. I'm a broadcast meteorologist, and I'm from Long Island, New York, but I lived upstate in the Albany area for a while. Went to school up there at SUNY Albany. So I love upstate New York. It's gorgeous up there. And I also do some DJing on the side as well. So I love radio and music and weather and, you know, all that. That's mostly what I'm about, music and weather.
Well, see, so did you ever DJ for any of the weddings that Pat was photographing?
No, not those. I have done some wedding parties for sure.
Now, I used to be a disc jockey many years ago, and I stopped it because I used to do a lot of weddings, and I always found that weddings were the hardest thing to do, because you put your playlist together for the bride and groom, and then the bride and groom leaves, and you've got a playlist that's full of songs that's for the bride and groom, and they're not around.
Yeah, exactly.
And so people start complaining. Oh, so you're doing all that stuff. You're a disc jockey, and you're also a meteorologist.
Yes, the two are pretty related, right?
Well, yeah. Well, yes, they are. So, all right. So what's your favorite part of meteorology?
Well, as far as like weather itself,
the weather itself. Yeah. What's the thing you most look forward to, the season, and the thing you most look forward to covering?
I have to say the blizzards, the snowstorms, for sure, because that gets everybody excited, everybody talking.
But you're not one of these persons that'll go out and track a tornado.
I haven't yet, but I will. I plan on doing that. I do plan on doing that eventually.
Well, that means you're going to have to go out to, you're not going to track them around here, so that means you got to go out to Tornado Alley.
Yeah, well, that's where they get, you know, the really big ones. Yeah. Once in a while, we get a couple, you know, in the Northeast, too, but not very often. But it's definitely on my checklist to do.
All right. It's good to meet you. Now, you worked for Pat once again a while ago, right?
Oh, yes. It was back in, like, 2002.
Okay. That was back before we were on the air with this station. So then you worked back with the old timers there then. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Time flies. It's crazy. Now,
has Pat invited you to his new house yet?
Well, not yet, but he did mention it, and I know he likes to have, little parties up there, so that's great. And he's up, I think, overlooking the river and everything, so it sounds like a great deal for him up there.
Well, I think he enjoys life out in the country much, much more than life on Long Island.
Yeah, I think you can say that about most people nowadays, actually.
Well, just remember one thing when you go to Pat's house. Do not spill anything on the rug.
Oh, well, I won't comment, but I'll definitely keep that in mind, for sure.
All right, Anthony, have a great day, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, had a great time. I look forward to doing it again.
Okay, take care, Anthony.
Take care. Have a great week.
You too. That is Anthony Jay, who's in for Pat Pagano this morning with a look at the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.